What's up, ladies and gents? Hey, actually, nah. We ain't gonna start like that, ladies and gentlemen. I know this is a whole brand new season, but I'm not gonna start it off like that. I want to start it off a little bit better. So, ladies and gentlemen, because we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for season two of the Daddy Fino Show. And we're going to start this baby right the right way. Because we all know that it's about drive. It's about hunger. Nah, not like that either. I don't want to start like that. But I do want to stay in that family. So, ladies and gentlemen, finally, the Daddy Fino Show has come back for season two. It's your boy, Daddy Fino, Bay, and of course, my co-host, the one and only Sasha, the legit king. Sasha, please say what's up to the people.
Hello, people, and man, it's really hard to follow that. That was quite the intro. Hello, people, what's up?
I told you we back, baby. Yo, we are back.
I see. We are ready to go. Okay.
Look, after the ending of season one didn't go exactly like I planned. We were gonna do a part two for the finale, and I had a lot of shit come up, and
life happened.
Exactly.
I know. It's a lot of stuff.
It was just a lot, and I didn't get to go out with a bang. So I just felt like, you know, we got to start off with one. You know, we had to start off with one. And right before the show started, I listened to that song by The Rock. It's about drive. It's about hunger. If we say hungry, we devour it. Like that, it hyped me up. It hyped me up. And I'm just ready to get going. So, Sasha, I hope your break was great.
It was busy.
I understand, trust me, I'm going through it, as you know, overcoming COVID, and ladies and gentlemen, we are more than 6 feet apart, so you don't have to worry about that. We're way more than that,
way more.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry. But I will say, just, you know, make sure your family's safe, stay 6 feet apart, get your vaccines, yes, all that good stuff.
It's not over, guys. There's still a pandemic. It's crazy.
People
out there acting like it's not a pandemic. And I'm just like, excuse me. It's quite real out there, guys. But please be safe.
I'm learning the hard way. So, but you know what, Sasha? I'm ready to get this baby started. This is the season two premiere. This is a big episode. We got a lot to talk about. So, Sasha, take over with the quick shits.
Yes. Well, we have a lot going on. I mean, we've been gone for a couple of weeks and so much has happened in the world of professional wrestling, but we're just going to narrow it down to the big news of the past like week or two. Actually, probably the biggest story of the week is the return of Jon Moxley. If you guys remember, a couple months ago, Tony Khan announced on Twitter that Jon Moxley had actually entered rehab for alcoholism, and he's been in there since November 2021, and now 2 months later he made his return. And I gotta say, I didn't get to see it live, but I did see pictures of him. He looked good. He looked slimmer. He just looked amazing. Like he was in a better, yeah. And then it's weird because I'm sure everybody saw that picture of Twitter, like the side-by-side comparison of how he was a couple months ago compared to now. He does look completely different. Like, he cut a promo, which was it was very much the kind of promo that I would expect from him. Just really raw. Yeah, it was very, very Moxley. Like,
go fuck yourself.
People can say what they want about him, but he's like a very genuine person. Like, you could tell that's just who he is no matter what. And, you know, he told it like it was. You know, he said, you know, people have their demons to fight. And, you know, he fought his demons and everything like that. It was just like a really impassioned promo. And, you know, it's good to see him back. And I guess they're teasing now that him and Bryan Danielson might have something going on, which I think is great. I think if you're going to come back going against Bryan Danielson, I think that's a good look. He's been on fire. So I think this might be kind of a good second act for Mox. So what did you think?
One, I thought it was awesome. His whole return is, like I said, he said, go fuck yourself within the first like 10 seconds to a fan that was trying to hassle him. And then he kicked him out. That was awesome. But Mox looked great. I'm happy for him. Happy everything is, looks like it's going great. I was also happy with his promo. Unlike some other people in the world, I thought his promo was very Mox-like, like you said. It was exactly what I feel like you should say. And it was just awesome. It was just great to see him. I didn't think I'll miss him as much as I did. But going, you know, being at a recent AEW show, and I'll get into that later, I realized that, damn, like, we really do miss Moxley and AEW. I was starting to get a little bit stale, and it's nice for that unexpectedness. I guess that's the best way to say it, of that's Moxley to be back. And then, you know, you said the whole thing with the Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, but he's Daniel Bryan, whatever. He came out after, well, no, he really didn't come out. He was just standing where Mox usually exits through the crowd, and he just walked by him, and they just had this look. So yes, it's like they're teasing a future feud between them. And I don't know if you remember when Daniel Bryan was the GM.
And I was actually going to say this. Did you see the clip with him as the Mountie?
With the Mountie, he always gets his man.
And how they were both going to laugh. They both smiled. So that, I was going to actually say that.
Yeah. So, you know, I got to... it's awesome to finally see something like that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, shout out to Jon Moxley.
Yep. Well, what wasn't so fun is... I mean, we have a podcast. We obviously have an opinion pro wrestling. And Bully Ray, formerly Bubba Ray Dudley, he had an opinion about Moxley's promo. And I actually have what he said here. He said, we have our demons. These demons got the best of John for a time period where he had to step away from AEW. I would have liked to have heard him say a bit of an apology to the AEW fans. He argued that Moxley didn't necessarily owe the fans an apology. He just simply would have liked Moxley to acknowledge that his taking a leave might have affected the fans who purchased tickets to watch the performer, or for fans who had tuned in to see Moxley on television and couldn't because he was gone. So, like I said, I saw the response to this on Twitter. And I think it's a really dangerous thing sometimes when you read these headlines and you look at it. And some people, I don't even think people actually listen to what he said or, you know, read an actual article.
Yeah, they didn't. Guess, they didn't.
Yeah. I get what he was trying to say. But at the same time, I'm in the camp where I'm not angry about what he said. You know, I'm not. It's not. At the end of the day, like, I'm not Jonathan Good. I'm not this man. Like, I'm not, that's his life, you know? But I feel like as a fan, and even you said, when you went to AEW, you kind of were like, oh, you know, you noticed, like, oh, it's kind of, you know, not the same without him. But I feel like as a fan, did you feel like you needed an apology because he stepped away? It's not like he was just... I don't feel like going to work or this and that. Like, he was in rehab. So I get it, but I don't agree. I can listen to his opinion and disagree. I feel like he doesn't owe the fans anything. The only people that he owes anything to realistically are his family, his wife and his child. But Yeah, it did get pretty, got pretty spicy on Twitter. Paige said something about it. Renee said something about it. But with most of these things, I don't think it should have gotten as far as it did. But I don't agree with it. But what do you think?
I thought Paige had the knockout of the year. That's what I think.
I don't know. She's been a mess on Twitter the last few days.
Yeah, she said, I think she said something today that that was pretty fire. And I'll get into that later because that might lead to something. We'll see though. But as far as the Bully Ray comments, I get what he was saying. I don't think that Mox owes us an apology, but from the way that Bully was saying it, I could understand what he means.
Yeah.
Because in a way, so yes, we're not his family. We're not, you know, obviously his family matters. Renee, the baby, his parents, stuff like that. Okay, I get it. But in a way, his fans are, they're not family, but they're kind of like his, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that he owes them, but in a way, you mean you have everything you have because of them. Mm-hmm. So I understand from that viewpoint. I wouldn't want an apology. Like, I'm not saying, oh, Mox, yeah, apologize to me. I'm the reason, like, I pay your bills, like, but you wanted to get drunk and leave. Nah, I'm not saying that. Fuck that. You got to take care of yourself at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone gets hurt or injured, you know, I'm not asking them to give me an apology because they got hurt. Shit happens. And even though this was technically like his fault or like a dumb mistake or whatever, I'm just happy, if anything, his apology will be when he comes back and whoops ass and has a great feud with Daniel Bryan or Adam Cole or all these people that they're getting. That's going to be, I guess, the apology. And I put quotation on that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't actually need one. So, sorry, Bully. I don't agree with you on that one, but I do understand his view, and I'm fine with it. Like you said, there's no anger out of it, like everyone else did. But I 100% get it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, especially with wrestling Twitter or just wrestling in general. Like, people are gonna say things that you don't like, and you can't just get upset about it. And like I said, I think it's dangerous. I really don't think a lot of people even heard what he said or anything like that. You just got to have reason and logic to these things. And I think people just want to be emotional and just fire off on it because of the clickbait title. But
that's what exactly what it was, because I thought that's what he said, like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so I actually read what he said, like, I looked it up myself because I was like, damn, he had to say something fucked up for Paige to just go in like that. And then I just realized that Paige is just that bitch. Like, she don't give a shit.
And, yeah, and like, even when Renee responded, I mean, that's his wife, so I feel like she has the right to feel any kind of way. Even if that's not what he meant, you know, it probably wasn't cool for her to hear, like, him say that. Because, like I said, she knows the full extent.
Right, exactly. Better than we do,
because that's his wife. So I can understand why she commented, you know? But
and she didn't say anything bad, or like, she didn't really respond in a negative way at all.
Bad take. Yeah, she was like, it's a bad take. But again, that's probably because she knows more than we do. And by right, she should know. This is really, at the end of the day, I feel like this shouldn't have been a news piece, because it's not really our business. Even though Tony Khan and them said it, you know, he gave her permission. I feel like, respectfully, as a fan, I know he's in rehab. He came back. Cool, go do what you do, be happy, be a dad, be a husband, wrestle. Right. That's to me, that's where the line is done.
Like, they could have done they could have done an injury angle or something, just to have him out and just say vacation or something.
Yeah, even if Tony Khan never even made the announcement, he just popped back up. They didn't even have to really tell us that. Like, right. If he didn't want us to know, they didn't have to give that to us. So
respect.
Yeah, I think he handled this the best way that it could have been handled. We weren't owed anything. He said that, he came out, he spoke about it. He said as much as he wanted to, and then that's it. He didn't even owe us that. But the fact that he did that, I respect that. Again, I get what Bully Ray was trying to say. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. So I'm just happy Mox is back. I'm looking forward to see what he does next. So speaking of which, speaking of, you know, what to do next, back in the E, we don't know what Mustafa Ali is going to do next because, and I text you about this, on January 16th, Mustafa Ali tweeted that he requested his release from WWE. And I text you and I said, I was really tired of stuff like this because I love Mustafa Ali and I'm really tired of seeing people that I love to watch leave, or in this case, try to leave. The story was initially that he was off TV because his wife recently welcomed their third child. It was about a month and a half ago, she had the baby, and that maybe he was on paternity leave. But then it came out on Twitter from Sean Ross, I believe, that he only requested to be off one show. So, yeah, he requested to be off one show, but he just hasn't been used. And I guess with everything that, you know, he really hasn't been used consistently. Retribution really didn't go. I'm not even sure if they knew how they wanted it to go. So it's just been up and down, real inconsistent with how they used Mustafa Ali. And I guess he got tired of it and he wanted to go. So he announced that he's requesting his release, and double back to a couple days ago where it was reported that he might have gotten into an argument with Vince McMahon over something. And that might have been why he was home for a while, but WWE is not going to honor his request, apparently, according to reports. So it kind of harkens back to when Brody Lee put out on the internet that he was requesting his release, but he was able to go. This is just, I'm upset that he's wanting to go, but I understand. And the fact that you hear nothing but good things, like as soon as he tweeted this out, people were just like flooding Twitter. He was trending. People were saying how good of a person he is, what an amazing worker, how underutilized he is. A lot of his peers were reaching out, and I don't understand WWE. Like, you hire all these people, you know, you let so many of them go, and it really just looked like it came down to, you know, I heard he was pitching, he was doing everything that he was really being, what I heard, like the model employee, like he was trying things and they just did not have anything for him. And I guess some people could be like, oh, well, you know, you have a good life making money, but he just seems like a lot of the wrestlers, like making the money is not good enough. Like they want to wrestle, they want to be utilized. And now that they're not granting his release, I wonder, is he going to run out his contract at home like the former Neville did, or are they actually going to use him? It's all really up in the air. That's why I wanted to call this the saga of Mustafa Ali, because you don't know what's going to happen. They can make all these promises and still not use him. But either way, it sucks that it even has come to this. What do you think?
So what I do like about Ali is the fact that from the story is, you know, like you said, that him and Vince got into it. I'm assuming it's about potential storylines or character and all that. You know, it's probably Vince wanting to do something that Ali just doesn't agree with. Just typical Vince stuff. However, I will say this. I'm proud of the WWE in this. that they didn't let him go. They didn't honor it. I respect the way Ali did it. You shouldn't, even though you shouldn't technically do it in a public setting, like he did it to, you know, if you do it publicly, that's going to kind of put more pressure on the WWE to do it.
Kind of force their hand.
Yeah. But I'm proud of the WWE that they didn't step up and honor it, because at one point you gotta, although this sucks, at some point you gotta put your foot down and shut that down. Like,
yeah,
you wanna leave? Okay, fine. But you come to me man to man, face to face, and be like, yo, all right, I wanna go. Like, don't put our business out there publicly. Like, that's not one thing you should do. I think Ali has talent. I think he can be a decent star. But you know, I also did like his mic work. I thought he was getting better on the mic. But at the same time, you know, there's just a different way you got to do things. So I'm on the WWE side of this. I know he's one of your favorites, but you got to do better than that. There's got to be a different way.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, we don't know if maybe he requested it in private and he was putting it out there. I didn't know, but I agree. There's a better way to handle it. I was thinking about, you know, when he was making those promos on Kofi, and I feel like that story that could have went somewhere, like stuff like that. He's had opportunities, like when he was hurt and, you know, Kofi took his place and, you know, Kofi Mania happened, and then when he supposedly was gonna win Money in the Bank and then Brock Lesnar came down, like that's what I'm saying, like retribution, if it had been done correctly, it had, that story had legs, because he had been essentially just taken out on just right up being on the cusp of doing something. He could have been, you know, one of the few guys from 205 Live that actually came up and made a real big run for the, you know, the title. That would have been a good story, but he just kept getting held back. So I mean, his character had legs, whatever they were going to do with it, but I just don't understand. And I think that's like a huge problem across the board, creative sometimes. But like I said, if they're going to keep him, if they're going to, you know, not honor his release, then I feel like the great thing, the right thing to do would be to actually do something with him. But we shall see.
Yeah, he has a little bad luck. I will, you know, you listed the two big ones, Kofi Mania, the Brock Lesnar. I get it. But just sometimes, you know, what would have happened if Kofi had quit? You know how many times Kofi, who had, I feel like he had one of the worst luck, you know, with the whole Orton thing, the whole, the fight with Vince and all this stuff, you know. If he had quit, we would have never got what we have this today. So maybe just got to be a little bit patient. I understand it could be maybe because he has a kid, that realization that I got to do more.
He has three.
Well, I didn't know he had more. Okay.
Yeah, he had three.
Well, maybe the having a new kid, maybe just a lot of pressure, I guess. I don't know. You would know more than me, you know, but I don't know, but hopefully things get better.
Yeah, hopefully they do. It would be just nice. I just hope this is not the last time that we hear the name Mustafa Ali or Mustafa Ali. But gee, man, I really hope this is the last time that we hear the name Gunther, because look, I'm gonna just come out and say it. I think this is so stupid. And I really try to keep my emotions in check on the show. But I read this story, my thing was, and I'm going to get to it in a second, guys. I'm going to get there. Just give me a second. I stumbled upon this little story. And apparently, I didn't get to see this live. But, you know, there was some rumblings that the wrestler, I guess formerly known as Walter, was finally coming to America. And that's a big thing, because for years he was saying he did not want to move to America. I don't blame him, but here he is now. He's in America now. He is on NXT. He's no longer on NXT UK. Big shit's coming, right? We're like, yes, Walter's here. Shows up to NXT. He's not Walter anymore. His name is Gunther. Gunther, I think, Stark? Yeah.
No.
Is it Stark?
It's just
Gunther.
So, hold on. Before, when he came to NXT, he was Walter. He had a match. He had two matches first. He had one match the week before, where it was a tag team. It was a six-man. Imperium versus MSK and Riddle. Hell of a six-man match at New Year's
the
Eve.
The Shaman.
Right, the Shaman. Which is... I'm going to get into that later. I'm sure I will.
Should have been Jeff Hardy, but okay.
And then Walter came back, had another match. I forgot against who, but he won the match. And then after the match, he basically said, and your winner of the match is Gunther, or whatever, whatever the name is, Gunther. Yeah, exactly. That's all he said. He didn't say Stark, but he said Gunther.
Okay, I saw the trademark for Gunther Stark. Okay,
it's just Gunther. it was going to be Gunther Stark,
which is even worse. But okay,
well, see, this is the thing. Well, you know what? No, because you were ranting. I'm gonna let you finish your rant. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Gunther. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna say Gunther for us Americans, because maybe that's not the proper way to say it. But when I saw this, I was like, it's not like he was coming from the indies or even another company. He was literally coming from NXT UK to just NXT. Like, I didn't understand. And it's not like
Doudrop.
This would be, yeah, it's not like it's the first time we'd seen him either. Like, he'd been on NXT a couple times. He had done a couple takeovers. He was in Survivor Series like 3 years ago almost. So it wasn't like this was a new thing. Like, this wasn't his first time over here. So I guess that's what my confusion was. Like, why did you change his name? And really, props to him, because the name Walter itself is not really threatening. He managed to make the name Walter scary and intimidating. So for you to take that away, and I get it's just a name, but it just seemed unnecessary. It just seems like one of those things that WWE just does, and it's like, you're doing too much. He's Walter. That's what we know him as. I like when Nigel McGuinness says his name like Walter. I love that. But you're doing too much. Gunther, what? Like, that's not...
Okay.
He made the name Walter, like an old man named Walter. Scary. You stick with that. Don't... It was stupid, and I don't like it, but go ahead. Maybe you can find the logic in the sense of this, because I can't.
Okay, so I agree with you that changing the name is stupid. But, I mean, I hate to side with WWE on this, because I really don't like name changes. I really don't. But if you do it for a reason, I understand. Like, okay, when they wanted to change Adam Cole's name, that was completely stupid, because Adam Cole, his name is really like one of the marketing points of him. You know, Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get that.
Maybe if he was like Simon Thomas, baby, that would have been so lame.
Yeah, like it ain't the same. Yeah, so I 100% understand where you're coming from. However, with the Walter thing, all right, so yes. Like you said, we've known Walter all this time. He's been UK. He's been in NXT before. He's been on a Survivor Series, you know, in the main event match. I get it. The thing is, people are acting like Gunther is a terrible name. I personally like it.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as Walter, but okay.
And I think, and it's just a name. They didn't change his character in any way, shape, or form.
Gunther.
That's the only thing. Like, when you change Adam Cole to Simon Wallace or something like that, you know damn well they changing his character. Plus, we knew they were. They were going to turn him into a mouthpiece.
But it's Walter. Like,
Walter's going to be Gunther. One name. Walter Gunther. Like, yo. Look,
Vince. Very Vince, like, the way you said it. I don't like it. I don't even like it.
Gunther. Yeah. I like it. Gunther. That's exactly. Oh, that's going to make me money. Like, that is. It's
going to make me throw up. Don't do it. Yuck.
That, him versus the Roman Empire. Oh, my God. Like, I see it. Yo. I just make them $1 million right there. Oh, man.
Fino to WWE confirmed.
The head of the table versus Gunther? Yo.
The dude from Friends? No.
Yo. We in it. We in there right there.
Yeah. That.
Look, I don't want his name to change, but I don't hate the name. So I guess I'm the only one.
I mean, no disrespect to any real life Gunthers out there. I just don't think that.
Okay, but yeah. Walter is a wrestling name? Like, come on.
Okay, but that's what I said. Like, he managed to make the name Walter mean something.
So if he's able to make that exact, so if he's able to make that something, imagine what he can do with the name Gunther.
Let's not tempt fate here and say that he can make magic with another name like that. Okay, you only get one. He got Walter. Okay, so
okay,
because when I think of
Walter, okay, wait, hold on,
man, in an Argyle
sweater. Hold on. All right, we think of Walter. All right, exactly. But wait, we're talking about, what about Mick Foley? We had Mankind. We had Do Love. We had.
Are you kidding me? That's like
what was the other one?
In a lifetime thing.
What?
Do love.
Cactus Jack. Like, come on.
Look here, but he's not. That's not what he's doing, though. Like, he's not.
And I take Walter. I take Walter over Mankind, Mick Foley any day. Any day, except for when he was.
Okay, people is gonna. They're gonna burn our shit to the ground because you said that.
Walter is 10 times better. He's not even close. You put. I'll tell you this, Walter would have won that Hell in a Cell match at the Royal Rumble against Triple H. Just saying, that's facts. That's all I'm saying.
That was the Hell in a Cell, that was No Way Out. But
it was Royal Rumble.
That was the street fight that they had.
That was a street fight? Damn, and I just, you know what? It was No Way Out.
Yeah, I mean, they had back-to-back matches. I can understand. That was kind of like, I could see how you could switch.
It was one of them. All I know is he got retired. Either way.
Yeah, that was No Way Out. But, look, I guess, and I don't know if you guys have seen, like, the clip of, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but that clip of Cardi B when she was on Love & Hip Hop, and she was like, what is the reason? That's
all. What is the reason?
Yeah, what was the reason for doing this? Like, why? You just randomly look at, I'm gonna change his name today.
I low key watch Love and Hip Hop. I low key, but just the hit, I watched just the fights on YouTube. But anyway, yeah, I'm just gonna say this: give it time. NXT 2.0 has been good for the most part. Look, we have ladies and gentlemen, this is season 2. Okay. A lot of things are changing in season 2. And I want to hear one of the big changes. We're going to hear a lot more rants from Sasha, the Legit King. And I feel like we're going to hear one about NXT 2.0. I'm going to have to shut that down.
No. We have a full show. I will save my rant for another day. But I'll just say that.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Shout out to Triple H, because my boy's going through it.
Since we're doing a shout out, can I give a shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs who just won me $250? Let's go! Sorry, I just had to.
We ain't shouting out nothing because I don't get any of that $250. So let's move on.
You're right. I just had to give them a shout out. I'm sorry. Let's go on to the topic, because we done with the quick shits. Right? Am I correct? That was the last quick shit.
Well, we got one more. Well, I just said, we confirmed that Fino was going to WWE before he actually gets there, before he signs on the dotted line, sells his soul to Vince McMahon, he actually made a little stop to the competition. So
I'm mad I forgot.
Yeah, please regale us with your epic journey to AEW again while you count your money like Scrooge McDuck from your Kansas City Chiefs winning. So go ahead.
Okay, well, first off, let me be straight up honest. The reason I really forgot about that visit was because I wanted to forget that visit.
What?
Yes. So what I am saying, and you can ask my boy, shout out to my boy Brandon, who went with me. This was one of the worst shows I've ever been to in my life. The card.
Well, I've been to like a handful.
No, I'm just. I'm talking about live events. I'm talking about just regular wrestling shows. My old school wrestling shows. This was just absolutely terrible. That crowd was so silent. First of all, let's just start with the crowd. Let me explain the crowd. So this place was nowhere near. Now notice, I was just there at the same arena for Monday Night Raw. If you remember, ladies and gentlemen, I went to the Monday Night Raw the night after the Raw after Big E won the WWE title. It was a celebration where he had said the thing to Brody and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Full packed house. One of the best Raws of the year, which was surprising in Raleigh, North Carolina. One of the greatest, great shows. So fast forward to last week. AEW has their show. The show was half full. The arena was half full, which shocked me, by the way, because AEW ran two other shows in North Carolina the same, like a few days earlier. They had the Battle of the Belts in Charlotte. I believe that was on Saturday. And then I think the week before that, or a couple of days before that, they were in Greensboro or somewhere like that. Anyway, Raleigh, state capital, Flair Country. I was surprised that the show was half full. In fact, the side that I sat on was, for the most part, nothing but chairs, which is opposite of camera side. The side camera is not facing. Then as far as the actual crowd, silent throughout most of the show. And it was mostly due to the fact that the card was absolutely terrible. Definitely compared to the first show, AEW show, which was one of the best shows I've ever been to. The matches were terrible. You can even tell on TV how bad it was. Check out TGR Wrestling. My boy John Canton reviewed this AEW Dynamite and Rampage episode. He even spoke about how the crowd was dead. That CM Punk match was terrible. He didn't even talk. MJF, I don't even think, said like two words. No, he did, but it wasn't like there was no hot points throughout the whole show. The best part was, I believe, the beginning of Dynamite when we got to see who was it? When we got to see Britt Baker come out and she did the whole thing with Adam Cole and they kissed and all that, and the crowd went crazy for that. But other than that, like, Rampage was trash. Like, all the matches on Rampage were trash. It was just, honestly, besides the main event of Rampage, was decent. It was decent. It was Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus defending the titles against Dark Order. Obviously, Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy won. But other than that, I mean, it was just a terrible, terrible time. Honestly, I was completely bored throughout most of the night. I had my voice at the end of the night, so that alone said something, versus the last time where I couldn't speak for like 2 days because I was screaming and having so much fun at the AEW show. I was just embarrassed. I was honestly embarrassed. You didn't send
me any pictures either. That was weird.
I didn't take any.
You didn't send me pictures, or you didn't post any. So I was like,
oh, I was embarrassed. I didn't want people to know I was there. Like, that's how bad that show was. It was just embarrassing. And the fact that, of course, motherfucking Tony, I'm throwing him. He's getting that nickname also. So people who have the name motherfucker in their name with them, they're on my shit list. So he's the second honorary member of the motherfucking name list with Dave Meltzer. You know, of course, he came out and talked about how this is one of the best shows ever and the time of life and all this and all that and all this bullshit. And the whole time I completely booed him. Everyone's looking at me like, how dare you? And I'm like, fuck you. Boo. Yeah, it was just bad. This was a bad show. I think it was the worst AEW show I've ever seen on TV and of course live. So yeah.
Tony owe you an apology a la Bully Ray.
Right? Yeah. According to Bully Ray, I should get a. And you know what's crazy? I told my boy Brandon, I was like, yo, I'm pretty sure we're about to either get Moxley tonight or we're going to get, or he's coming back next week. Because I knew before they announced it that GCW was going to have Jon Moxley have his first match. Well, technically, it was supposed to be his first match. But of course, AEW is not going to let another company have his first match, which is why they had it on Rampage this Friday. Well, this past Friday. So I knew Moxley was coming soon. Now, we did get a debut and a return during our show, and that still didn't help. We had the return of what's that guy's name? Damn it, I can't think of his name. Whatever, I forgot his name. And we had the debut of Brody King.
Yeah.
So that didn't even help. I was happy though. I got to see Malakai. I thought that was great. And then I was glad to see CM Punk get his ass whooped. But for the, you know, other than that, he got powerbombed like 10 times in a row or something, and then won the match with a roll up, which was completely burying. I feel like, well, not burying, but he completely it didn't look good for Wardlow, who I think got like the biggest pop of the night. But other than that, besides Adam Cole, but other than that, you know, yeah.
Quick question. You know, I don't get to watch AEW as much. What is this like a? I can't tell because of social media if they're like kidding or if it's like a serious thing. What's this thing with Hook? Like, is he?
Oh, that was okay. So that was another reason why this show sucked, because Hook wrestled. Hook did not wrestle our Rampage, but he wrestled the previous three and then wrestled this one. So he didn't wrestle ours. That's another reason. We did get to see him though, and I forgot we did. We did get to see him. In between shows, between once Dynamite ended, they were setting up for Rampage. Hook did come out, but no, Hook's fascination. I guess that's the word. Hopefully, I said it right. With Hook, I think is real, and he has that look, which I didn't know he had that look until I saw him, and then I actually watched his match. He looks like a legit badass. He's going to make AEW millions. Well, actually, he already made the millions. He was the number one seller, even over CM Punk, his first week, in t-shirts and all that shit, which is crazy. But he's going to be like their future, a future star for them, for sure. This could be like their Roman if they do it right. Like, they got something good. So
I saw that and I was like, I just was wondering like what was the fascination with Hook, but okay.
Well, I would just say watch the beginning of like watch his entrance, watch his match, watch the way he performs, and then you could just look from there is why everyone likes him. I didn't get it at first until I actually watched it. And I'm like, okay, I see why. It's completely weird.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I was just wondering. Just wondering what the fascination was. But I'll give it a shot. I'll watch.
And he only wrestles on Rampage so far, by the way. So far, he's only been on Rampage. Oh, and just one more thing. Because we're on the AEW's topic. I just want to say, so they just debuted on TBS, the first show of January, in January. I mean, it was 2022, you know. Anyway, that night, the TBS champion was announced as Jay Cargill won the tournament. She is the TBS champion and has not been on TBS since she won it. In fact, her first title defense was this Friday on Rampage on TNT. Not TBS.
TNT.
On TNT. In fact, the TNT title, who has two champions at this current moment, has had more screen time. Just saying. You were talking all that shit on Twitter, Tony? You were talking all that shit to Big Swole about diversity.
Oh, no.
Just saying. You got the perfect champion that's diverse. But where's she at, though? Just saying.
Oh, no.
Just saying. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. Beach Break is next week, though. Should be a hell of a show. Sammy Guevara versus Cody. TNT Championship in a ladder match. And then we got a lights out match. Adam Cole, Bay Bay versus Orange Cassidy. Should be a hell of a match. Two hell of a matches next week. Shout out to AEW, though. Fuck you, Tony.
Okay, well, now that we have that out of the way.
Made me lose my goddamn voice.
I'm so sorry that you had such an awful time at AEW. It's gotta suck. If you go there, you pay your money, and then it's not great. Here's hoping, though, that next week that the Royal Rumble gives you better feelings, that you don't have to relive your AEW event sadness at the Royal Rumble. Well, because it's that time of year again, guys. And can you believe it? So the next time we do one of these preview shows, it'll be like 1 year since the Daddy Fino show started. Like, can you believe that?
That's crazy. That, yep. I might actually tear up, because that's crazy.
The next time.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, the next time we do a big preview show after Rumble, because I think it's Rumble, and they're going to have Elimination Chamber, which I think they said is going to be in Saudi Arabia.
Yep, February 13th.
I got feelings about those kind of shows, but you know, here and there. After that, the next big event is Mania. And if you guys can recall, one of our first shows, maybe our first show, was WrestleMania. Like, we did a preview show of TakeOver and WrestleMania, and we started our predictions. I'm still winning, by the way.
Yes.
And now we're at Rumble. We're going to hear this probably 56 million times from now until Mania, but we are on the road to WrestleMania, guys. Starting next week, the Royal Rumble is going to be January 29th. Where are they going to be this year? You remember?
They are in St. Louis.
Yes, that's right. St. Louis.
And it's a Saturday show, people. Remember, Saturday. Saturday's the new day. It looks like of the WWE pay-per-views, or no, I'm sorry. What is the new terminology? Live events, streamlined events, I think that's what it's called, or something like that.
Once again.
Global live event. I think that's
the thing. Once again, what was the reason? I need to post
that. It's not a pay-per-view. You don't pay to view this. Well, I mean, you do, but you don't.
I pay my little whatever I pay for Peacock every month, and at this point, that's really what I use it for, besides watching old Married with Children reruns. So
yeah, besides The Office, I understand. You know,
and they have Sunday Night Football on there.
Yeah,
I watched Betty Professor last week, but anyway,
yeah, it's got some decent shit up there.
Yeah, well, the Rumble's next week, next Saturday. And we are going to preview it because, you know, life gets busy. Plus, it's a Saturday show, so we want to make sure we get this out in time. And I don't think they're going to, I don't see them adding any more matches. Do you, like, as far as outside of the Rumble, the two Rumbles, do you think they're going to add any more matches?
So right now there's six, technically.
Yeah.
I see the tag teams. I can see the Usos, because we know their number one contenders are the Viking Raiders. So I can see that, unless that's going to be on the pre-show.
I mean, even when they do go on the kickoff show, they usually tear it down. But
yeah, and then the other tag team, Alpha Academy, maybe against Riddle Bro, you know,
RK Bro.
Sorry, I said Riddle Bro. I don't know why, but yeah, yeah. I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of currently.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to run down the card. And just like we've been doing the past couple of prediction shows, we're going to run down the card. We're going to make our prediction and then maybe explain why, if you feel like sometimes we don't need an explanation because it's pretty much set in stone what we think is going to happen. But, and then at the very end, we'll talk about the men and the women's Royal Rumble. And did you want to start kind of contemplating Mania, or did you want to wait?
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm in the process of contemplating this whole entire show. So,
so my way of Mania then.
I will tell you this. We're going to at least have to start contemplating it today. The only reason is because I don't even know if, I don't know what to think right now. I really don't know what to think. I might have to tell you my early plans of Mania. That's the only way I can justify.
And like I told you, I haven't made any plans for Mania because shit, they might not be there.
I feel you.
We get there, so
I feel you.
I don't know. I might just wait this out. I can't ride with you on this one, but all right. So let's go ahead and run down the card. First up, let's go ahead and talk about the Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. I know that you like Doudrop. I don't like her name, but we've talked about names enough this episode, so I'll let that go. But Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. What do you got?
All right, so I'm glad you threw up the soft one first, because this is the easy one. So this is going to Becky. I think it's going to be, for sure, it's going to Becky. Doudrop is I like Doudrop, like you said. I like her character progression. I like what they're doing with her. I like that she's getting this opportunity. But she's going down to Becky because Becky's got to hold the title for Mania. It's just an easy one right there.
Yep. I chose Becky Lynch because Mania time, it just makes sense for Becky Lynch to go in. I don't know who she's going to go against at WrestleMania, but it has to be Becky. She got back in August for SummerSlam.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think she's carrying it into Mania. So we both went with Becky Lynch. Pretty straightforward. Next up is one that has supplied me with two very, it's the same meme, but two different captions that kind of gave me a good chuckle over the past few weeks. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Miz and Maryse. I don't know if you saw what Beth Phoenix posted, but it was a picture of her, I guess, when her and Edge made the entrance on Raw the day after she came back, after day one, I believe. And she's standing there and he's running by and he has this kind of silly look on his face. Like he's like making the old face or whatever. And I think she said, "Hey, I dropped the kids off at grandma's." And like it was supposed to be his reaction. And for all of us who have kids, you know, when you drop them off, you know, it's going down. At least that's what it means over on this side. But I thought that was funny. So I love that. I love Edge and Beth Phoenix together. And Ms. Maurice, I mean, they always bring it. I kind of wish Maurice was more around more for Ms., but I get it. You know, they have their show, they have their two young daughters. But yeah, this is going to be fun. If nothing else, it's going to be fun. I kind of wish that Edge and Beth Phoenix were going against Becky and Seth, but in the world, in the wrestling world, it doesn't make sense. Like, it would be too much stuff that would have to come together for it to, you know, happen. So this was, it's not what I wanted, but I still enjoy it because Miz and Maurice, they're a good duo. I see Edge and Beth winning, though. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think this is the only reason I even considered the opposite was just in case they wanted to do like another match at Elimination Chamber, but I don't see this going past the Rumble. So I'm just gonna give this also to Edge and Beth, obvious reasons. So
yeah. So the It Couple versus the Grit Couple is what they call it. So I'm down with it. I mean, it's gonna be fun. I really like both couples. So that's kind of like the one I'm kind of looking forward to. It's not like, of course, it's not gonna be like a hard hitting match like the next two, but I dig it. I think I'll be entertained by it because what was it? Ms. Maurice versus Nikki Bella and John Cena. That was surprisingly entertaining. Leading up to it, like the actual with the promos and everything, the match.
One of the best promos we've ever had.
I dig it. All right, so up next, the match that has been years in the making, and it is finally happening, and I feel like the Rumble is a huge pay per view, probably like my favorite pay per view of the year because of the actual Rumble matches themselves. But I'm curious, and maybe it's because they have other plans for Mania. This could have been a Mania match, I think. Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. I feel like maybe because the title's involved, and maybe they have different plans for Brock going for Mania, because he's the champion. But I feel like if we took the title away, and they were just like, hey, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, I would be down for that. I would watch that at Mania. I think this was a Mania match, but we're having it at the Royal Rumble, and I definitely think it's going to be a mutual ass-whooping all around, and I look forward to it. This is what I feel like. All those times they try to shoehorn Goldberg into this is the kind of shit I want to see.
Right.
Two big men punching each other in the mouth. This is what I live for. But I'm going to go with Brock. What do you think?
No, I 100% agree with the fact that this could have been a WrestleMania match. It's an all-time match. It's a dream match for sure. It's not even close. But I'm glad it's happening at the Rumble because Brock definitely needs a big match at the Rumble. And when you look down the card, there was only two names really that you could have done. It was either the rematch and, well, not rematch technically, but the one-on-one with Big E or this. And I'm happy we got this. Save the Big E thing for later, probably at the next show. But I definitely want to see this match one day, and I'm glad we gained it next Saturday. The only thing is, yes, Brock is going to win this match. He was probably going to win it no matter when it was, to be honest with you. But I'm definitely going to give this one to Brock because if he didn't win, it would ruin my potential WrestleMania future matches that I have planned for later on in the show. So I'm going to say Brock Lesnar also. I'm sorry, guys, for sticking with her picks, but so far she's been copying off my book correctly, so we're good.
I'm copying you, and yet I'm winning. Clearly, he's trying to get on the winning team, folks.
You're and only winning
$250 to me.
You're only winning because I'm the only one that had the cojones I'm trying to think of the way Vince says it. You're lucky I can't think of it right now. But anyway, the grapefruits to do it. Okay, to make a straight fast prediction, I've gotten 3 wrong. That's the only reason I'm losing. Because my picks, they be on point. But that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I would be up 3 in picks, just so you know.
Yeah, well. Anyway. Go ahead. Here we are. We both have picked Rock. And on the blue brand, we have the tribe. Wait.
Just because I'm a little down don't mean I'm out. Because we the ones. The head of the table. The tribal chief. The reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Universal Champion of the world. Universe. Whatever. Anyway, the Roman Reigns. Go ahead.
Thank you, because I wouldn't have remembered all of that. Yes, what he said versus Seth freaking Rollins. And I'm going to move on. This should be called
the name. Hold on. Seth freaking Rollins.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
This should be the name episode because... Okay, let's move on. Because I'm not
this, calling okay, hold on.
Rollins every time. So
why
so
not?
We're not doing.
I actually love this change. This is the one change, if anything, that Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins, the visionary. That's all I gotta say.
The drip god.
The drip god. See, I wasn't gonna say his full thing, but it's okay. Go ahead.
Anyway.
The Mox caller.
I was gonna bring that up. It's like the WWE like multiverse or something, because Seth freaking Rollins, he name dropped Mox. He didn't say Ambrose. He didn't say Dean. He said Mox. So I thought that was kind of cool that he did that, and it was a nice little nod. Maybe he was just shouting out his boy. He just got back, you know, maybe showing him some love, you know, who knows. But yeah. Roman Reigns versus Seth freaking Rollins for the Universal title. No matter how you slice it, this is going to be a good match. These two know each other in and out. They were Shield brethren. The history is there. They're both credible talents. And this is an interesting dynamic, because in the past when they have gone at it, Seth was, I mean, technically, I guess, would you still say Seth is kind of a heel, or is he face? Like, where is he in between?
Seth is definitely a heel, but
okay,
so he's definitely a heel. It's like Roman, he's the heel. They're both guaranteed heels. Well, I won't say guaranteed, because there's really only 3 guarantees in life, you know. It's death, taxes, and Seth freaking Rollins beats Roman every single time. So other than that, you know, I had to throw that in there. Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, so, you know, I guess the big difference is that Roman was usually the face whenever they would go one-on-one. But this time, I mean, Roman Reigns has been champion for over 500 days. So,
and 508 days. Be respectful.
Wouldn't it be 10? Because wasn't he 508 on Friday? So is it 500?
Okay, 510 days. Be respectful.
Fine, 510 days. This is me putting some respect on his name. He has been heel for every single one of those days. So, yeah, I'm interested to see the dynamic, how these two are going to play off of each other with that dynamic. I'm going to go with Roman Reigns, because at this point, it's pretty much written in stone that Roman Reigns is going to win. It would be silly, I think, to bet against him in this, especially with Mania coming up. Like, so Roman Reigns for the win. What say you?
See, this is when all hell breaks loose.
Uh-oh.
Because this is the match that I honestly have, I have no idea. And I'm going to tell you why. I have my reasons, people. I know, like Sasha said, WrestleMania is coming up and all that stuff. But if you guys remember, Roman Reigns was going to lose the title. Well, was rumored to lose the title at day one. To Brock Lesnar. And originally, Seth freaking Rollins was going to win the WWE title from Big E in the four-way, the original four-way. Things changed. Roman got COVID and Brock won the match and all that. Fast forward to today. Well, you know, so Saturday. I honestly have no idea. I kind of want to wait a little bit before I say my answer.
No, you don't.
I want to wait a little bit till I till we speak about the men's, because and if I can wait just till we speak about the men's Royal Rumble, because I need more time, because it's all related. This is all related to the Royal Rumble match for me, because I think there's, and to get in more details, there's so many possibilities that you can go with. See, I was thinking Roman wins, but if Roman wins, what does that do for Mania? Because one of them has to lose. I'm pretty confident we're getting Brock and Roman at Mania. I'm pretty confident about that. But are we really going to unite the titles? I don't think so. Someone's got to drop it. Who's going to drop it beforehand? Now, we do have Elimination Chamber in February, which is a nice time to drop, you know, that's a match where people lose the title, I think, most of the time anyway.
Yeah, that's always a nice little setup for Mania, the Elimination Chamber. So.
But I don't want, I personally would not book that match for someone to lose it. Like, I just, my gut is telling me the title changes in this match. So you know what? I'm not gonna wait. I'm gonna do what, you know, the normal thing. I'm gonna go with the three guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Seth freaking Rollins wins against Roman Reigns every single time. I'm going with Seth freaking Rollins. I think it's going to be through, I don't think it's going to be straight up though. I don't know how. Yeah.
I mean, the Usos can't interfere, so that's one thing, but I do wonder how that's going to turn out. And if anything, I mean, if I had to lose a pick, I wouldn't mind losing this one, because I feel like Danny would add a wrinkle to the character of Roman Reigns. Okay, we've seen him as the tribal chief, he's on top, but what happens if he loses the title? Like, how is his character going to react? Is he going to like go crazy and lose his shit? Is he going to become more menacing? Because I think that was one of the interesting parts of his character initially, is he kind of seemed like a sociopath almost, especially like when he was, you know, beating on Jey Uso and he was crying, but he choked him out. Like, it was just that weird unstableness of him. So I wouldn't mind getting this pick wrong, just to see how it would change him as a character, how his character could react, I would say. So
I just want to say, just like I do want to say this, to preference my statement, just like a wrestling card, by the end of the show, my pick is subject to change, just to let you know. I'm just going to throw that out there. But for right now, I'm going with Seth freaking Rollins.
Okie dokie. Well, that's our pick of the matches, the non-Rumble matches. So now let's get to the actual Rumble matches. Just like for the last few years, there are two Rumble matches. And I actually dig it. I just wonder how it is for WWE to book two of these kind of matches on the same card. That's got to be crazy and difficult to do. But they've pulled it off. I've really enjoyed the Women's Royal Rumble matches that they've had. And this year, in a kind of odd change of pace for WWE, because, you know, one of the reasons why the Rumble is so amazing is because we're looking forward to the surprises. But especially on the women's side, they have announced a lot of surprise entrants right off the top. And the biggest one, obviously, was Mickie James. Like, Mickie James.
What do you mean? It wasn't Summer Rae? What?
It was not the legend Summer Rae.
Okay.
It was Mickie James. And if you have not heard, I mean, a couple months ago, WWE let Mickie James go. And now wait a minute.
Yes.
Let me read back. Because I don't watch Impact, so.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is she?
Yes.
Okay, she is. Okay. Right. She is the Impact Women's Champion. Like, she is the champion in the Impact Zone. Like, but she's going to be in the Rumble, which, yes. When I saw it, I was like, is this a joke? But no. Mickie James is coming back. One night only. I mean, granted, if she wins, it wouldn't be one night only, but I don't technically see that happening. But yeah, this is, again, this is what I say, the WWE multiverse, because a couple months ago, we had Jericho on Broken Skull Sessions. You got Mox being mentioned on SmackDown. Mickie James is in the Royal Rumble. I mean, sums up, guys. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just, I don't know, but it's interesting. But among the surprise entrants, Mickie James, Summer Rae,
she was the legend. Summer Rae.
Mm-hmm. And we're not being facetious, guys. Like, you know,
that's what WWE called her last Friday. So we're going with it.
Yep.
Redhead at all.
Yep. Summer Rae coming back. Kelly, which to me, I mean, Kelly has been in, I think, like two or she's been in a couple of Rumble matches this past couple years. That's not really as big surprise.
She's been in all of them.
Yeah, and then Michelle McCool, she's been in one, I believe, since they got back. I think it was the first one.
She was in another.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Michelle McCool, but I mean, with that being said, she's been back in the Rumble match, but still, she's coming back. And my personal favorite, Lita.
Oh, was it Brie Bella? Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it was not Brie Bella. No, my personal favorite, Lita, is going to be in the Rumble match. And she has been documenting her training on social media. She even had an exchange with Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
My girl Lita's back. The Bella Twins.
Primo!
Don't let John hear you sing that. But yeah, so they went ahead and just announced a lot of these surprise entrances right off the bat. I can't say I'm a fan of them doing that, but then again, you know, it's getting more attention to the women's match. Like, you know, some people are coming back, and there's still 9 spots that have not been filled. So far in the Women's Royal Rumble, we have Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., Dana Brooke, Carmella, who hopefully has recovered, but she most likely should, because she recently announced she had COVID. Queen Zelina, Tamina, Shotzi Blackheart, Mick Foley's pick, Natalya, Aaliyah, Naomi, Shayna Baszler, Charlotte Flair, we said the Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly, Summer Rae, Mickie James, Bianca Belair, and Liv Morgan. That's 21 spots. And we still have 9 that are open. So it's anybody's game. So with the spots that we know that have been announced, do you have a pick?
Well, first I want to say we need to have like a sound for this for when this happens. But I'm making a straight fast prediction, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh. Learn.
So you actually mentioned the reason why I'm making this. So Mickie James, the current Impact champion, women's champion, is in the match. In fact, the cool thing about it, so the Forbidden Door was open, technically in WWE. She's actually going to be, now I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty confident, she's actually going to be carrying the Impact's title to Royal Rumble. Like, as she goes down the ring, she'll have the title with her, which is pretty cool. So that was announced on Friday, I believe it was the 7th of January on SmackDown, during a promo with Charlotte. Charlotte, as we already know, well, I'll jump to Charlotte in a second. The night after, if I remember right, I think it was the night after, was the Impact pay-per-view called Hard to Kill. I actually watched it last night. I was really interested in the Mickie James match, because Mickie James was defending the title against Deonna Purrazza. Now, Deonna Purrazza has been one of the hottest women in the game over the last few years. Grew a fantastic fan base. People have loved her. She's the current ROH champion, women's champion. She is the current AAA women's champion. So she's doing her thing. She used to work in NXT and WWE and all that. My straight fast prediction is that she's also going to be in this match. I think she's going to cost Mickie James. You know, she's going to eliminate Mickie James, or something. She's going to show up. I'm just going to throw that out there. It wouldn't surprise me if someone else shows up too. So my straight facts prediction is, in fact, that yes, we're going to have some extra people in this match, from that's outside of WWE. But I think if I had to pick one, if you say I have to pick one, it was going to be Deonna Purrazza. I think that's a huge thing for WWE. You said we got 9 names that haven't been announced. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely room for her. There's really no one missing from this list already that I would put in. We know Sasha's hurt, so Sasha's unfortunately not going to be in this match. Becky's a champion. Charlotte's already in the match, which is cool. I like the fact that if Charlotte wins, they're going kind of that New Japan pro wrestling style where the winner wins the G1 Classic, the G1 tournament, I should say. Whoever wins that gets to pick if the champion wins the G1 Classic, they get to pick their opponent for their WrestleMania over there in Japan. So it's kind of something like that. I like that idea with Charlotte in this match. Plus it adds more star power. But who do I have winning this match? It's tough. I think the favorites is easily Bianca and Liv. I think those are the two favorites. If you think about people that are returning during this match, who could be returning? Who haven't we seen in a while? I definitely think, what's her name? Asuka, I think, could be returning in this match. I think there's a chance Bayley may be healthy enough to return during this match. If not, it's going to be next month she comes back. And then I'm thinking of NXT people that could be debuting during this match, which is why I'm going to throw a wild pick out there. I don't actually think this person is going to win this match, but I really do not have any idea who is. So I'm just going to pick. I'm gonna keep the same pick I did I made a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I know I got this wrong, but I'm gonna stick with it. I'm sticking with a debut of a NXT superstar. We have never seen her on Raw or SmackDown, to my knowledge. I'm going with Io Shirai. Okay. Io Shirai. This is, like I said, people, I'm pretty sure I'm incorrect. It's probably going to be Liv or Bianca or even Charlotte. Charlotte would be my second choice because I would like to see Charlotte choose either Bayley or Io Shirai. So I'm just going to just cut the middleman out. I'm going straight to Io. Because that would be a dream match for me. Io versus Charlotte.
Okay. Well, with that being said, you actually already said my pick. We're not picking the same person. But I'm looking at this list. And unless WWE is going to do more with... The only reason why I wouldn't pick Mickie James is because I don't know if they would do more with her. As far as her being the Impact Women's Champion, that would be kind of cool for her to win. And then maybe her and Charlotte, or maybe I could definitely see her and Charlotte more than her and Becky going at it. But other than that, looking down at this list, and I'm so sorry to beat a dead horse, but you know, they have an amazing roster of women. But as far as like talent development, I mean character development, they really haven't done that great, because if you think about it, if Bianca wins, I mean, she won last year, she's one of the very few people that they've really, you know, fleshed out. And Liv, I feel like Liv, she has a good following, she's definitely been, you know, working hard in the ring. It's just, to me, like, as personally as a fan, there's something that's not quite clicking yet with me as far as her. I just don't know if she's found like her groove yet, exactly who she is. I can't really tell. But my pick, and they're not even back yet, and I hope that they will be back in time so I won't be wrong. I want Asuka to win. I know Asuka won the first one.
Yes.
But I think this is a good opportunity. She's been gone long enough. A lot of stuff has happened since she's been gone. I really feel like this would be a great opportunity for our beloved ass-kicking Asuka. Like, nobody is ready for Asuka. I miss that Asuka. I know I just talked about character development, and it might be kind of hypocritical for her to go back to that, but she was exactly what the women's division needed at that time. She was coming in just knocking people's heads off. And I really think that's something that shot in the arm is needed. So I think it's been a perfect amount of time. I want to see Asuka come back and just establish that. Clearly the winning streak is gone. That's dead. But to me, it was never about her streak. It was about what she brought to the table. And I want to see that back. So I'm going to go with Asuka.
All right. Quick question.
Yeah.
Just some bonus questions, I guess. So we mentioned, well, I mentioned Bayley, you mentioned Asuka also. Do you see any other surprises or returns?
I would love to see, I know she came back last year, but I would love to see Victoria come back and get that pop from the crowd. Okay. Because I was really excited that she came back last year. I love Victoria. I wish she had done it in front of a crowd. I would like to see Melina come back.
Okay. I like Melina.
I would want to see Melina come back.
I just want to say, too, for those, it did come out earlier today. The WWE did ask the Inspiration if they wanted to be in the Rumble, and they turned them down. So,
I understand that. But
that, yeah. That also plays into my thoughts. I think it's impossible that Deonna does show up. So
yeah,
hope so, I'm right about that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Victoria Molina. As far as NXT goes,
we definitely gotta get some NXT people up there.
Yeah, it was less though.
That's why I was saying
Toxic Attraction could come back.
Yeah, I would trust me.
Gigi Dolin,
Mandy. Yeah, oh yeah, Mandy coming back. Yeah, Mandy gonna be up in there. Yo, you know what? Yo, can I add them? Can I make another prediction that they're gonna be there? Like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. I know they are gonna be there.
But you know, besides Oscar, and I know this is like wildly out there, and we did talk about her earlier in the show, I would love to see Paige come back. I would love to see
that. Oh yeah, that's who I forgot to mention.
Paige
has been knocking bitches out on Twitter.
Yes, she has been talking shit, and I feel like for her running her mouth that much, you gotta be able to back it up.
So I know she has been getting ready. I just don't know if she actually got cleared.
I'm just with Edge coming back and Bryan Danielson coming back and Christian. I mean, Paige might be next. I would love that. So
I think that would be that is something that I think will be needed in this match.
Yeah.
And it might be a reason why they did announce everybody else to make you think like, oh shit, you know, we already got the knockout champion. We got Lita. We got, you know, all this.
A lot of these people that are coming back outside of Summer Rae, I mean, we've seen them.
Right. We need someone we haven't seen.
Yeah. So there's 9 spots open. So I would love to see Paige come back. That would be dope. But
number 30. I think that would be perfect.
That would be so cool. Like, I would definitely, yeah, that would be awesome. But yeah, I'll go with Asuka, Io Shirai. Now, just in case Asuka doesn't come back, but Paige does, and I pick Paige. But, you know, Asuka's going to be my pick.
Well, yeah, so, I would say that, too. I would love to see if Io is not it, I would also say Paige. I would love to see Paige win it. Paige versus Charlotte. I don't think we ever got that match. I can't remember if we did or not.
And I think, too, like, for the way the women's evolution or revolution, what you want to call it, Paige did a lot, and she didn't really get to, you know, participate that much when it actually started really going.
Exactly.
Because she never got to be in any of the Royal Rumble. She never got to be anything big and historic after, you know, the four horsewomen got called up. She never got to do.
Right.
So I think that would be an amazing, like, if they said, oh, Paige is coming back, I think... And I know people like to, you know, throw around, they deserve this. I really think she would have deserved to have a WrestleMania match for the title, because she did do a lot. And it's unfortunate that she got hurt and she didn't get to, I guess, enjoy the fruits of, you know, their labor. So
I would
like to see Paige get her story. Again, Charlotte would be great. That'd be a great way to play off. So here's hoping. Paige, come back. All right. So, finishing up the card, this match, believe it or not, is even more unpredictable than the women's match. As of right now, there are only 15 spots that have been announced. So, that means half of the Rumble match. I mean, and, you know, people are going to start entering themselves in, especially this coming week. So, you know, it's going to fill up, but there's still going to be a lot of spots opening. The men's Royal Rumble match, we have Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, the Mysterios, Rey and Dominic, Austin Theory, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Corbin, Madcap Moss, Sami Zayn, who just re-signed, as did Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston, and Johnny Knoxville. But I mean, to me, that doesn't count. So yeah, what you got?
I want you to go first on this one.
Well, I don't know.
you don't know either. I want you to go.
I guess, like, well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I want you to go first. Go ahead.
I don't have a pick, but I would say that looking at the list, I think it's kind of a whole move that Big E lost his title and now he has to be in the Royal Rumble match to get a rematch. That was kind of a whole move.
Let me ask you this. We might have to talk ourselves into a pick.
I think so, yeah.
From the names we know are in it, do you think the winner is one of those names?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
See, I think my winner might be. So
the only person I feel like would be out of all Big E, but I don't
I'm gonna look. So we can break this down easily. So there's 15 names announced.
Yeah.
We can knock out the Street Profits. We can knock out the Mysterios. We can knock out Knoxville. We can knock out Sheamus and Damian Priest. We can knock out Corbin and Madcap Moss. And we can knock out Sami Zayn.
Cesaro.
Is he in this?
He's not on the list, but I guess he'd be in. I don't see why he wouldn't be in it.
Well, I'm sure he's in it, but let's just focus on the 15 that's been announced so far. We'll do that. And then we'll go in. Excuse me. Kofi. I'm knocking Kofi out. Kofi's not in this.
Yeah.
All right. So that would leave from the list Austin Theory, AJ Styles, Big E, Kevin Owens. That's five names. Now, I will tell you this. The person that's leading so far is in that five for me. That's my leading pick currently. He's in that five. Now, we can make a case for probably each person on that list. Let's start with Big E, former champion. You know, needs to get his due. You know, he needs to get his big moment.
Does he have to go through the Rumble to get that?
So far, it might be that he does. Now, we do have another pay-per-view coming up. Now, this is why I said my current pick for the Seth Rollins Roman thing might change. It's subject to change because let's look at the champions, Brock Lesnar and currently Roman Reigns. I personally think they're fighting at Mania. I think that's like the obvious thing, which I'm fine with because I love Brock's new character. Obviously, I love Head to the Table, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So that storyline alone is fine. All we need is a title on the line. We don't need both. So someone's got to lose the title. Now, if I keep Seth Rollins, let's look at the Raw. Let's look at the five names I mentioned. That would be, let's say, Seth Rollins versus Austin Theory and Mania. I don't think we want heel versus heel.
No.
And I don't think Theory's going to get that push. Even though I still put him as a candidate because I could see him in the top four. But I don't think Theory's going to win it. Big E versus Seth Rollins at Mania is a huge match. Even though we just got it, I believe, right? Didn't we just get that match on Raw a couple weeks ago? But it was a great match.
But is it Mania worthy?
That's a question. But then, so we'll put that to the side. AJ Styles, Seth Rollins. Now that. Visionary Seth Rollins versus the new returning AJ Styles. Because, you know, I'm saying returning because he's going back to the phenomenal AJ Styles that we all loved. That is a potential WrestleMania match right there. That could be something special. The thing is, I have another match for AJ at WrestleMania. That's why.
I feel like we might have the same match.
I think we do. I think we do. So I think for currently AJ's out.
Yeah.
Which leaves the other person, which is I think right now is my current leading candidate to win the Royal Rumble, and I don't think anyone else has this. But that leaves Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Best friends. Well, best friends. We'll call Tank Tamar. The visionary versus Kevin Owens. I personally love it. The problem is I don't know who's...
At WrestleMania a couple years ago, though?
That was Jericho.
No. At the pandemic WrestleMania. Right? Didn't he jump off when there was the performance there? Didn't Kevin Owens jump off the sign onto Seth Rollins?
Was that at Mania?
Yes. It was the one after the pandemic where there was nobody there.
Oh, I forgot about that Mania.
Yeah, see?
Shit. Okay.
It was the one that was supposed to be at Raymond James Stadium initially.
Well, see, you just made me change my pick again.
I mean, not so they can do it again. I mean, they could do it again.
I know, but I didn't think about... You know what? No, I'm still... I think so far, that's my pick. I'm going Kevin Owens right now. But I do want to just mention some potential people that are going to be in this match. We named 15, and we mentioned a returning person in the women's match. We mentioned Paige. Well, there was another person that I would love to see return in the men's match that hasn't wrestled in 7 years. And he recently got cleared.
Oh.
I would like to see Corey Graves. Just throw that in there. Make his return to the Royal Rumble. In the Royal Rumble match. I would love to see that. What's cool about that, too, is he actually was a tag team champion, I think, with Seth Rollins. If I remember right.
I think it was Neville.
It was Neville? Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if it was Seth Rollins or Neville.
I can check real quick, but I think it was
Neville. No, you might be right. I think you are right. I know it was with an NXT champion at one point. So
yeah, it was Neville.
Yep. It was Neville? Okay, never mind. Mm-hmm. So that just threw out my... all right, so you know what? I'm going to take the chance. I know I'm probably going to get this wrong also. I like this in the Rumble. I like the fact I don't know. I think that's what makes the Rumble special, is because we really have no idea a lot of the time. I'm not gonna say most. I'm going with Kevin Owens, and that's gonna be my pick. I wrote that on Facebook on John's wall, during one of his posts. He asked everybody to name their winners. I think about a week or two ago, I wrote Kevin Owens and a debuting Io Shirai. So I'm going to stick with that. I'm also going to stick with Seth Rollins defeating Roman Reigns somehow. And I think that's our WrestleMania match. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. Somehow, some way, make it happen.
Well, I can definitely see that. Like I said, he did resign for buku years and buku amount of dollars. So I can see that. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have no idea. That is way too many spots open for me to be like, yeah. And I'm looking at this list and
let's see who's missing. Who's missing? Yeah, I know you mentioned Cesaro, but I mean legit winners. Who's missing?
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at this list.
Like, there's no one missing from that list that's like a potential. That can win it. That at least, unless I'm.
Like I said, I feel like yeah, we might be overlooking, but it's like.
I mean, could Edge be in it? Yeah. Okay.
But he didn't. He won last year. I don't see him winning again. Randy Orton, Riddle, maybe.
You got? Oh yeah, Randy and Riddle. They're definitely. I don't in think this Randy match. Wins.
Then he would be a three.
Yeah, I definitely see Randy versus Riddle and Mania.
I could see that.
By the way, who's your AJ Styles match? Is what I'm thinking?
Edge.
Okay, yeah, we are. We're thinking the same thing. So I think that settles that. You know, Omos is not winning. That's the Rumble. Like,
no. Right? Anybody who would have picked got released. So.
Braun Breaker is not winning the Rumble.
We're not doing it. No.
I will say this, though. I think some of the names you can enter, and I think that surprises. I think your boy comes up, Pete Dunne. I think throw him in the Rumble.
I'm just happy he's still there. I don't care.
I think he's coming up. I think he's moving up. Tommaso's moving up. Tommaso, I think, is staying with WWE. As far as
is Walter coming,
he's changing his thing. No, you mean Gunther?
No, Walter. His mama named him. No, I'm just kidding. But
Gunther, yeah, I could see him. Walter, I mean, going. I could see him showing up. You know, Ricochet is not a name to win the Rumble, but I mean, I'm just gonna
Yoshi.
That's a person that's definitely in the match, I would think. Roderick Strong also. That's another person I think is gonna be in the match.
So in keeping with the women's Rumble, do you think any males are gonna kinda come
from the Forbidden Door?
Mm-hmm.
If so, who? So unlike AEW, I think that Impact is going to be helped by WWE. And I would think that if I'm Impact, I know I'm not going to be asking a lot from WWE because they're, but in a way, they're kind of, because they need the favor. You kind of have to take advantage of the fact that they're asking for that favor. So if I'm Impact, I'm definitely trying to throw in as many people as I can. I'm getting Mickey. Obviously, I'm gonna be like, look, you can have Mickey, but Deonna gotta come with you. Mm-hmm. But let me get someone in the men's too. And if I'm gonna get one person in the men's, the only person in Impact that I would think, because he has talked about it, I would think Moose. Moose, I think, could be. I'm not going to put a straight fast prediction on that. I'm more positive Deonna's going to be there than anybody. But Moose would be a person. I mean, you need surprises. You know, Johnny Knoxville can't be your other, you know, your only person. And I really like the Corey Graves thing. It wouldn't even, I'm trying to think. Who else? Honestly, yeah, I don't know. Do you think there's anyone?
I'm looking at the Impact roster now, and no, I could see the Moose prediction, but just scrolling through, no, I don't really see anybody that would.
The only other person that I can say, okay, as a surprise, because, you know, I do want him to be in it, but at the same time, I want him to stay where he is because he's just awesome. But Pat McAfee.
Oh, Lord. Yep. You know what? Pat McAfee is a treasure.
Yeah. Like, I want him to stay commentating the entire time. But you know what? Hey, Pat McAfee, we love you, bro.
He can go.
You know, like, I think that would be cool. So, other than that, I don't know. But who's your pick? I don't know if we got it. Or did you say it?
I didn't, because I don't know.
Yeah, we made that. Oh, and then, you know what? Because I didn't forget about him. But just in case, there is someone who could technically make a debut or in return at the same time. Johnny Gargano.
I guess. I don't know.
Even if it's just for one night, that would be cool. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be. We've seen people be on both WWE and AEW in the same week. I mean, we've seen it.
So my question to you is, I'm stalling because I don't have a pick yet.
I know. It's cool.
Let's just say, perfect world, all those releases, or at least some of them that happened in the past couple months, did not happen. Who would be your pick?
If those releases didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, another name that's not on that list, so we got to throw in Finn Balor. It's got to be on that list, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot about him.
Which is unfortunate, because if this was NXT, we wouldn't have forgotten about him. But let's go on.
If those releases didn't happen, who would have won the Rumble? Wait, are we talking about at any point, or are we talking about at a certain time?
At any point, like.
Okay, so if every single, all 80 something people were still here in the company today. Okay. All right.
No, that's what I said, but some of them, you know, they weren't going to.
No, I know. You're talking about the top people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for the women's, I wouldn't have said Io. I tell you that. I probably would have said Tony. Just based off the run she was doing. I would have said Toni Storm, but I'm still sticking with the NXT theme. I think that's the right way to go.
I would still say Asuka. If Paige didn't come back, I would still say Asuka, but I agree with that. But as far as the men, that's the one I know.
The men. I'm trying to think who's released that would have been big enough to win it. I mean, I know Jeff, but Jeff won't win in the Rumble.
Jeff should have been.
He would have been
Raw spot right now. Like, I felt like it should have been Reigns and Jeff.
Yeah, because I mean, we wouldn't have gotten we wouldn't have gotten what we got so far as far as like Brock and all that. Like, we wouldn't have got that. We probably wouldn't, but the thing is, we probably wouldn't even have gotten Big E as a champion either. Trying to think. That's tough. I mean Bray Wyatt. I think that's, you know, I think Bray Wyatt could have possibly, I mean, that's a name you maybe could have thrown in there. Samoa Joe, maybe. No, Samoa wasn't really there.
What could have been?
Braun Strowman, maybe. But okay. I mean, I'm still waiting for the return of Velveteen Dream.
Oh, can we say that now? Is he past that line of cancel culture yet? Because
I don't think he's. I mean, I don't know if he actually got canceled. They really didn't prove anything.
That's how I felt. I loved Velveteen Dream. I loved him. Him and Aleister Black.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. So, okay, I'll say this then. If none of the releases happened, my winner for this would have been Adam Cole. Now, I know what you're saying. Adam Cole wasn't released, but I think the releases also had a part of the reason he left also. So, it would have been Adam Cole. But we can't, obviously, you can't go by that. So, it's a tough one. This is a tough Rumble. This is why I say this is how it should be. But you need to make a pick, because we're not leaving the show till you make a pick.
I'm gonna get it.
And then Keith Lee also. That's another name.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Like, I would have liked to see. Had they had done it correctly, like had they had brought him up correctly,
yeah,
I think it would have been cool. I would have taken either Brock and Keith Lee, or I could have took Roman and Keith Lee, because there was history with him and Roman. I could have took that. That would have been,
and Karrion Kross versus Brock. That would have been cool.
I don't know about. I guess I could see that, but Keith Lee, I think, would have been a better pick. I think if they had done right by him and done this correctly. And of course, if he hadn't gotten sick too, but I feel like this could have been the year for Keith Lee. You know, it sucks that it went down that way. Yeah, man, if Velveteen Dream, if that didn't go the way it went, could you imagine real quick Velveteen Dream versus Brock Lesnar? Like, could you imagine that? Like, I'm thinking about the shenanigans that Velveteen Dream would have pulled in that match. Like, all the little head games, his entrance, because, you know, he used to, like, dress for the occasion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just wanted to see the clothes.
Yeah. That would have been worth the price of admission alone, just to see how that would have gone. Or even to some extent, him and Roman Reigns. Because I remember, like, his whole beef with Aleister Black was he wanted him to acknowledge him, to say his name.
Yes.
Now we have Say My Name versus Acknowledge Me. That would have been dope.
Say my name. Come on, Sasha. It is time. I'm gonna count to five. Well, I'm gonna count down from five.
Don't do me like that.
And at zero, the people want a name.
I don't know.
Your winner for the men's 2022 men's Royal Rumble in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
who is your winner?
I'm gonna pick Big E.
Oh, you're gonna go with Big E. I figured you're going.
I know.
Out of 10, how confident are you?
Not very. I know you said out of 10, but I love Big E. I'm a big fan. I wish he was still champion. Like I said, I still think it's a whole move that he has to be in this match. He didn't get his one-on-one rematch, but okay. I guess I could use that in the story that he didn't get his rematch. I'm just looking at the list. I think AJ Styles needs to go against Edge. I think that match needs to happen because if we're being honest, Edge is not doing this for another 5-10 years, maybe not even another year or two. Like, so we have to get these matches in. So it has to be him and AJ this year. And looking at everybody else, it's like, I have no problem with Kevin Owens. I just don't. We've seen Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns go at it a lot. Kevin and Brock would be interesting, but I don't know how well it would sell as a Mania match. That's not one of the matches I would initially be like, oh yeah, I want to see that at Mania. But
there is one possibility we haven't mentioned.
What is it? Maybe that'll help me out. What is it?
But you have to be wrong with your picks. Well, one of them, at least.
I know I'm going to be wrong with this one.
No, I'm not talking about your Rumble pick.
Oh.
Talking about your title picks.
Okay.
I would have to be right. I would have to be right.
Oh, with Rollins?
Is there a chance that Roman wins the Rumble?
That would be a serious heel move on his part.
The tribal chief.
So who would be number 30? The person that he would eliminate to really drive that home? Like, if we're looking at, we don't know the other people in the match. So, but just seeing these 15 guys right now, who would he have to eliminate?
Big E.
To really get that heel heat?
It would have to be Big E, Edge, or AJ.
I don't think Edge is going to be in this match.
No, Edge is in the Rumble. Come on now.
I don't think so.
Edge is definitely in the Rumble. Like, come on.
I don't see it. But
he's not wrestling. Miz is also in the Rumble. Like, we could just throw those names in there.
I always hated that. Like, if they were on the card elsewhere and then they were in the Rumble, sometimes I didn't like that.
It depends on who it is. But yes, yeah. I understand what you say. But those names are in the Rumble. Edge is going to be in the Rumble. It's not like he's in a title match. He's in he's probably opening the show. Like, come on. Yeah,
even if they were in the Rumble, just from the list that we're talking about, it would have to be Big E. Like, it would be
Big E. In fact, I think it would be bigger if it's AJ. Just saying.
I could see that.
AJ, you get eight, your final, I'm going to say final four, final five. Okay, I'm going to say five. Your final five, number 30 comes out, is Roman Reigns. Okay, I'm going to hit you with the scenario. So we got four people in the ring. We got Austin Theory, Big E, Edge, AJ Styles. Actually, I'm going to add more people, I'm sorry. And Kevin Owens. We got five people in the ring. 30's coming out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then the head of the table comes out. He's 30. We got 60 people in there. Okay. Kevin Owens, we get down to four people. Final four is Edge, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Roman Reigns. Okay, Roman eliminates Kevin Owens. He's out of there. I'm wrong. We get Edge, AJ Styles, and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns eliminates both of them. The two biggest names. And he faces Brock Lesnar at Mania.
The internet would blow up on itself.
Would they, though?
You know, because some people
We like this Roman, though.
We do, but you know some people are going to be like, what was the point of watching this whole Rumble if the guy who walked in as champion also walks out as the guy who won it because he lost? Someone's going to complain
about it. We've seen that all the time.
I know, but...
And if there's a time to do it, that makes sense.
No, I'm saying, if it's the story is done correctly going from there, I wouldn't mind that. But you know there are some people who are not going to see it that way.
Hey, no one's going to like it no matter who it is.
Exactly. So it's like, they're going to be like, oh, you did all this rigmarole just to still give us Brock and Reigns.
And the thing is, it's not like there's no one out there. I don't care what anyone says. Not even Vince McMahon. There's no one out there that has a definitive answer of who's going to win this Rumble.
Yeah, because it's not...
This is the one time in that I remember in WWE history, this is the one time where we literally have 30 choices, probably. Like, well, 29, because Knoxville doesn't count. But other than that, because we really have no idea. And the sad part is we know the main event of WrestleMania already. We know it's going to be Brock and Roman. And yet we still don't know who's going to win the Rumble.
But do you have to use the Rumble?
Yeah, you have to use the Rumble.
Entirety to further the story when we knew that we were going to get that the entire time.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to. You're right about that. Good. You can use the Elimination Chamber, or you could just use anything.
Yeah, I feel like in a way that would kind of, I don't want to say tarnish, because it's not that serious, but I also feel like the Rumble, man, it would be nice if the winner was a surprise. It was like somebody we just weren't expecting. It would be nice, because I feel like a lot of times, especially in the last few years, they've kind of played it safe a little bit. Like, when was the last time somebody won and you were genuinely surprised and excited?
Nakamura?
I could see that. Yes, I could see that. Even though they didn't, you know, it didn't really fare too well after that, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's been
a while.
Like, I think because Edge expected last year?
I was surprised. Not to say that I wasn't excited, but...
Oh, no, yeah. I think we were all surprised. I mean, we were all excited, I'm saying.
Excited, but...
I don't know if we were... Was he the... I don't know if he was the favorite, or was he? I can't remember if he was the favorite.
I don't think so, but... But the match that he had, I mean, the Daniel Bryan thing and Roman Reigns, I mean, it was definitely worth it. I really enjoyed it, but... But a surprise is like, you know, you're making a new star. It's like, wow, okay, this person, because back in the day, it kind of felt like the Rumble, you know, this is where we're strapping the rocket to, you know, when Austin was winning it. I mean, of course, you had those years when Hulk Hogan was winning and, you know, he was already a big star. But for a while, it kind of felt like this is what we're going to strap the rocket to that person.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, it's when, like, when Sheamus won, when Alberto Del Rio won.
Yeah.
You know, I get what you're saying with that. Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, and then I mentioned when Shinsuke won. I just watched that role, so that's why I even thought about it. Yeah. It's and like, then the way they did it, too, if you remember, the final four in that Rumble was Shinsuke, Finn Balor, John Cena, and Roman Reigns. They eliminated Finn Balor first, and then Shinsuke eliminated the last two by himself. Which shocked everybody.
Yep, so I don't know. We'll see.
But It's an interesting show. This is, it's like we said, this leads to excitement. This leads to unexpectancy. I think that's probably the best thing about it. It's going to be a hell of a show either way. You know, we only got six matches, but I think each match is something that we actually are happy to see. Like it's, you know, we definitely want to see Edge and Beth versus Miz and Maryse, you know, the Lesnar-Lashley dream match. I want to see Becky Doudrop for sure. Like, obviously Roman and Seth freaking Rollins, and then the Rumbles in general just bring a lot of great things. So, it's definitely a great time. I can't wait for next Saturday. I can't.
I feel like I'm going to be wrong, but it's really great. Like, I'm excited. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on in WWE, all the foolishness, all the releases, all that stuff. It's like, I'm not missing the Rumble. I really enjoy the Rumble. So
I definitely won't be either. Definitely won't be either. I think I might work during it, but I'll see if I can watch during the show. I'm definitely not missing the Rumble for sure. That is definitely not gonna happen. All right. So just so we made clear, your final pick for the Rumble, for the men's Rumble, was Big E.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I have this down. So when you get
unless that, they want to like strap the rocket to Mustafa Ali, that would be kind of dope. But
do you think he's in the Rumble?
No, it's gonna be. I'm gonna pick Big E. It's okay.
No. I know, but is he in the Rumble? I just want to make sure.
I mean, for all the hoofla online, he should be. Like,
well, I'll just say this: it's more likely we're gonna see Gunther than we see Mustafa Ali in the Rumble.
I don't know this Gunther person you're talking about. I do know this guy named Walter. I hope he's in the Rumble.
But well, that would be awesome too. I just, at the end of the day, it's like I said, this is going to be an exciting Rumble because of all the crazy shit that can happen. And I honestly cannot wait. And I'm actually excited for Impact. So let's go, Impact. Let's go.
Yeah, that's, man.
I watched their pay-per-view last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched Hard to Kill last night. Yeah, I mean, it was old, you know, it's an old pay-per-view, like, because I think it happened 2 weeks ago, but I watched I was curious.
Wish I knew how they managed to do that. Like, I know it might have been something as simple as a phone call, but
yeah, it was like, Laurinaitis. Who thought about it?
Yeah, like, who thought that was like a thing? Like, hey, let's.
I think it was. I think it was Laurinaitis. I think it was. Hmm. Well, I think it was Pritchard and Laurinaitis, like together.
I wonder why. Like, I wonder what was the reason.
AEW. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, let's be honest, it's because of that. Well, they screwed with Impact, so they know WWE was like, all right, we're going to show you how to actually do it.
Hmm. Hey, well. Either way, it's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to it. You're looking forward to it. And I can't wait till we have our review show so we can see. Because we really, until we got to Reigns and Rollins, we pretty much have the same picks. And then, of course, our Rumble predictions are very different. But, I mean, we're both going into it knowing that there's a good chance we can get our predictions wrong in the Rumble, especially. So, let's see. Time is closing in. Right now, I'm still winning. So, and you have a straight facts prediction.
Yes. I better get right. I swear I better get this right. But all right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of the season two premiere of the Daddy Fino Show. Do you have any last words for the people before we head out of here, Sasha?
Season two. We're doing big things. My dream is still for us to be on Radio Row at Mania. And Mania is in Dallas this year, as many of you know. And I live in Texas, so that is my dream still. I don't know how that would happen, but I'm putting it out there in the universe. So,
well, I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to do everything I can, because one of my New Year's resolutions is to be more active. once the season gets started, to be more active on social media, start problems, start start challenges, start making calling people out. I'm gonna start doing all that. Like Bully Ray probably would have got called out just for the hell of it, because of the Moxley comments and stuff like that. I'm gonna get on people's bad sides. I'm gonna get on people's good sides. Dewdrop is gonna love me like she did last year, like stuff like that. We're gonna get on Press Row somehow, some way. And at the end of the day, I know Vince loves controversy, so that's just the way to do it. And I was just gonna say that agreeing with him about Gunther is one way that he's gonna love me. So,
good lord, what are we going to do? I feel like we're gonna need an attorney in the budget for this year for the show if you're gonna go online and start problems.
It's possible. You know what? But it is what it is. At the end of the day, it is what it is. We're gonna make this show big. We're gonna have some more segments. We're gonna have our guests. I know the first episode of this season we was gonna have our first guest. We pushed everything back a little bit. That is coming, I promise people. That is coming soon. It'll probably be episode 3 when we get our first guest. Because I think the next episode, the Rumble review, is going to be another big episode, because it's just a lot of shit that can happen, and we got to discuss that one-on-one before we get into the other topics with guests and stuff like that. But other than that, like I said, this is a big time year for us. We're going to be going big, harder, and all that stuff. So I can't wait for it to get popping. Yeah. So, all right, Sasha. That note, we are out of here.
That's
thank you guys for listening. We out of here. Peace.